Look at that beautiful hair.
She is looking good.
Yes.
She looks great.
Christy, I love your hair.
I love your
hair. Beautiful.
70-year-old Christy Wilson lives in Founders Crest, tucked away in northeast Wichita. The center offers personalized Alzheimer's care to residents. Christy is guided by a caregiver into the living room and placed next to her husband, Barrick Wilson, on a left seat.
This is Carla Eccles, and she is with KMUW. We listen to her on the radio, and she's doing an interview today. That's the microphone.
Oh.
Oh.
Do you like to sing?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
All right, Christy, your headphones.
Okay, there you go.
Leroy Brown.
Earlier, while Christy was still in her room, I spoke with Barrick about his wife's progress. Barrick says even though the couple has been married nearly 50 years, he says she doesn't seem to remember him.
I have to figure out whether today I'm her husband, whether I'm a friend from her teenage years, whether I'm a stranger. I don't know. She would ask me questions about Barrick, talking about me in the third person.
He says Christy will ask, does Barrick own any cows? Does Barrick ride horses?
It's a little unnerving when your wife of 46 years starts asking you questions about yourself. But as you begin to understand the rules, if you will, on planet Alzheimer's, you understand that you just go along with whatever they're saying. It's like living constantly in an improv theater. You never know what the person on stage is going to say, but there's an audience out there, and they're expecting you to come up with something appropriate and go with it.
That's a great analogy in the sense of an improv theater, because I do think that that's where families struggle.
Robert Miller is vice president of company development for Comfort Care Homes, which built Founders Crest. Miller works with the families, including Christy and Barrick.
It becomes more conscious, the interaction now with the loved one, whereas for the 46 years they were married, they were building those nuances subtly and quietly, and they knew how to react to each other. And now there is a more conscious, what's happening? What am I saying? What am I getting back from you? That families will struggle with.
Lindsay Norton, program director for Central and Western Kansas Alzheimer's Association, also works closely with the couple. She knows how difficult it can be for families to communicate with a loved one living with the disease.
One of the things that families like Barrick really struggle with is, how do I connect to my loved one? How do I get in touch with them when they can't speak to me anymore, when they don't show me recognition? As a professional, I can look at Christy when Barrick walks in the room and I see her light up. I see her recognize him. A lot of us who know Christy and know Barrick, we can see that, but he doesn't see that. So my job is to help him understand and to help him connect with her. Music is a great way to do that.
Music, Norton says, has a remarkable way of interacting with the brain.
It hits the emotional connection, which is what we really key in on Alzheimer's care, the holistic care model, treating the total person. So we can use music to really connect with that person and their memories, and calm them down, help them feel a little more at home without having to resort to drugs or other kinds of treatments.
According to the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, when used appropriately, music can shift mood, manage stress-induced agitation, stimulate positive interactions, facilitate cognitive function, and coordinate motor movements. This happens because rhythmic and other well-rehearsed responses require little to no cognitive or mental processing. They are influenced by the motor center of the brain that responds directly to auditory rhythmic cues. A person's ability to engage in music, particularly rhythm playing and singing, remains intact late into the disease. The Roth Project Music Memories helps to fund the new iPod therapy program that personalizes music on iPods, programmed for people with Alzheimer's. Norton says former Wichitan David Roth learned about it while living on the East Coast.
His mother was in Comfort Care Homes, and he came across this program in New York. He's a Broadway musician, and thought, wow, this would be great for my mom. So he came back and put an iPod on her with her music very specific to her tastes, and she loved it. She started singing and holding his hand and humming along.
Comfort Care Homes approached the Alzheimer's Association to lead in offering the project not only to their own residents, but also to families throughout the Wichita area. Norton programmed an iPod for Christy, and with Barrick's support, officially implemented the Roth Project.
Christy was actually the first person we set up on the program, I'll say maybe a year ago now, and she responded very well to it. She's kind of helped us to understand what works and what doesn't and how we can best connect with our families and help them work with the program.
Norton says selecting the music is the most important part of making the iPod therapy program work.
With Christy, for example, Barrick went back and was very careful to select songs that were really going to hit on her history.
I went to a local bookstore, was lucky to find a Rodgers and Hammerstein box set of all of their Broadway musicals, which were the songs that my wife's parents played all the time in their home in Ohio and in Kansas City on the big family stereo. So we chose a song from each of the Broadway musicals. And Jim Croce, that was her favorite rock artist. She listened to it completely on the way back from California. We drove for 3 days and she didn't listen to anything else but Jim Croce all the way back. So we knew that would help.
Barrick remembers being in the room with his wife when she was given the iPod.
We picked out these songs, and I was present the first day that they presented her with the iPod shuffle and the earphones on her head, and when the first sounds of Some Enchanted Evening came over the speaker, I could see her smile.
Some Enchanted Evening.
And I knew that in her mind she was picturing her parents' living room with the big, long wooden stereo, and she was at home and she was happy.
Across a crowded room.
We reached out and put the headphones on her, and she just kind of started dancing and singing, and she was happy as can be. She leaned over to the woman next to her and tapped her on the arm and said, "I'm listening to this," and she smiled, as Barrick said. And that's one of my favorite memories. It was one of those, "this is why I do what I do" moments in social work.
Who can explain it? Who can tell you why?
It was moving for me. I mean, when I enter the home, I see no reaction from my wife. I don't know if it's a lack of recognition. I don't know if it's anger and rejection aimed at me and I'm internalizing it. I just don't know. But to see her smile was one of the biggest things that had happened to me in 3 or 4 years. So it was emotionally moving for me to be able to see her smile. And I knew right then and there she was going to be fine with the music.
Comfort Care Homes, Robert Miller.
We've seen that Christy is a success story. It is not necessarily the case with every resident. We're not going to say that the iPod itself takes away all of the issues and that everyone responds the same way. But to have Christy be the first and have her respond so well has been a joy. And it motivates our company to want to give back to this program in a way that other families, even at home, can benefit from the same thing.
Do you like this song, Christy?
Is that a good song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see Christy's bopping her head back and forth. Is that a typical response?
Yeah. From what we hear, she dances around quite a bit with her headphones.
What do you think, Barrick?
I'm happy.
For KMEW News, I'm Carla Echols.